You know what, I got to tell you, man, the whole nausea story in itself is very inspiring, because it goes beyond just band members, the support that you had from your family and the history and all that. But now that finally you're getting that recognition, now that finally you're getting that respect that you deserve, and you're being recognized for how influential you were with your band Nausea.
And Susan, I kept on that because like I told you before in other shows, I think I told you that their kids and all that, they went up to me and they said they read my lyrics and all that, and you know, back then or even to now, I sometimes think that people don't really care what I say, man, but
yeah,
you know, when I see people coming up to me and telling me that, it's like a real kid. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's got to be crazy, man. I mean, not only the fact that not only that you had such a loyal following, but I mean that it branched out to multi generations. That's incredible, dude. It really is.
Yeah, it is, man. So yeah, like the older fans and then the newer fans that we're getting, and then with the release of the new album on next week, who knows?
Well, when you wrote "Condemned to the System," did you? What was the mindset, man? What was the mindset on that? I mean, did you... Cause,
well,
I mean,
honestly, the "Condemned to the System" was going to be... that was going to be... And a lot of people don't know about that. And that was going to be the follow-up to the Terrorizer album.
Wow.
Downfall. And then the second album was going to be "Condemned to the System." But Jesse took off and Pete took off. And I had that title for the longest time. And... when me and Jesse were talking about him trying to get me back into Terrorizer and come back with the second album, and you know, that's where me and him got real bad at the things. And you know, I told him, I go, well, in one deal I'll come back, I write everything, and I tell him. He said that he had the album Dark Days Ahead, and that him and Pete wrote all the songs already, and I said, well, forget it then.
Yeah,
because pretty much I had this as a second Terrorizer album, but you know, it was a good title. And so what the hell with that, man? I'm going to use it for us now. And, you know, the songs are our songs either way. And the set for it, it's just like, basically this album's going to be, it's a little bit different than the World Downfall. The World Downfall is more political and the whole thing. It's more personal. It's like stuff that people deal with life.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the... probably darker sides of life, and you know, and that's pretty much about the whole album. It's like it's just stuff that people deal with life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that always gets neglected is the fact that real life is the most hardship of all, man. I mean, the simplest things in real life are the biggest challenges, from paying the bills and feeding the family. That's a struggle right there, man.
Yeah, it could be stuff like that, or it could be other stuff, man. It's a bunch of other stuff that you just go through day in, day out, or struggling for other stuff.
Yeah.
But hopefully people will read it and they'll understand. I understand, but that's the whole mindset of the whole album. It's just daily struggles.
Right on, man.
I don't like writing about fantasy or, you know, like... devil worshipping and stuff. Because I know a lot of people would listen to the album and they would assume, you know... just because of the way that music is or the way I sing, it's like, oh no, it's evil and all that. It's not evil. That's not, they look at our covers and all that, and they think, you know, Satan worship. I go, it's nothing like it. Nothing of that sort.
Yeah, it's basically a documentary of real life, man, which is the harshest of all topics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that comes out on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it comes out Tuesday, man, finally. I mean, we've had the album done since, you know, July last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it done. We actually had it already done, mixed the whole thing. Alejandro mixed the whole thing down. And we're hoping to have it out by October. Then they said change it to November. And Willow Tip said no, that they're going to wait till the new year. And they finally gave us a date. And that's next week on the 7th or
6th? It's the 7th.
7th, there you go. So that's the day finally comes out.
And that's going to be on Willow Tip in America?
Yeah, Willow Tip and an American Deep Six Records on vinyl here.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two other European labels that were carrying that. I'm not too sure what's the label's name. Alejandro's the one who got the other two. I think one of them was a Hammer Heart. And I'm not sure about the other label. But it was two labels from Europe and two labels here in the U.S. And what I understood, you could pre-order the album at a discount right now.
Okay.
Maybe before the 7th, because I think we don't price it $11, but you could pre-order it now, you get it for 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Now, this is very interesting to me. You're going to be playing January 12th with I Hate God, man, which is another band that has, like, persevered through so much throughout the decades and influenced so many bands. How do you feel about being on that bill?
That's cool. This is the second time we're going to play with them.
Nice.
We played with them there, too, the same place. Sometimes last year, we played with them, and it was a good show.
It was a great show, actually. You guys are fucking killer. I was there, man.
I know. I remember.
We won't talk about how you had to haul your equipment all the way up the stairs, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, pretty much we'll probably have to do the same thing, too. Yes. Haul them up those stairs, man. Those damn stairs.
Then you're playing January 18th in Tijuana, Mexico. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. That one's going to be with few bands from over there, and what's their face? Another band that we've played with. There was a few bands. That was, I think Leon's the one who got us that show. And that's going to be in TJS, same place that we played last time there. Yeah. It was pretty good last time. It was alright, man. But the ones that we're looking more forward to, I mean, don't get me wrong, all the shows are great, and they get made because we're going to play with Guadalajara. And we're going back to Mexico City.
Nice.
Two shows back to back with Sadistic Intent. And what I heard, I don't know if it's true, but what I heard the other time, that Repulsion's on the bill now.
Nice.
So it's going to be Repulsion, Sadistic, and a few other bands. And then supposedly we're waiting for the confirmation. We're supposed to be playing in Philadelphia at the end of March, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's still going on, but that Philly Fest or something it's called.
Right.
We're doing that one, and then in the summer we're going up to the Death Fest in Oakland, I think.
Wow. You guys are really busy this year, man.
Well, it's cool like that because they're spread out, man.
Yeah.
It's not like we're we have to do like one back-to-back. Right? I mean, stuff like that, man, it's no problem. I guess, especially me and Eric Time, plan out stuff, and I'm pretty sure Leon, too. With his band and the whole thing, and Alejandro always being on the road doing the sound for all these bands, so and that's it's perfect for us. It's great.
Now this is interesting to me as well. Here, you played last year on the Jesse Pintado Grindcore Memorial Show, and you signed on to play this year as well, huh?
Yeah. Well, I went to Enrique's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to his birthday party, and we were talking, and then. We talked about it this time, and how he's telling me that all these bands, and it's like the day before he was going to announce the bands, and yeah, he actually talked to Eric first, and then Eric's the one who told me, and then when I went to go see him face to face, we were talking, and he told me if he could count on us, you know, being there again. I told him, well, it's the same deal as we talked about last time, and yeah, we'll be there. Same thing, same deal as we did back then. And I told him, go ahead and just announce it, then we'll be there.
Is it closure for you now, man? Because, I mean, one of the things that was very enjoyable about that festival was that despite, you know, all the apprehension and all the drama in the beginning, it turned out to be a really great show. And, you know, everybody put everything aside and just enjoyed a good night of music, man. Is it closure for you now?
I guess you could say that. I mean, still, you know, you're always going to live with some kind of feelings, always.
Right.
But, I guess less and less. But still, you know, it's still kind of, whatever back then would happen, you know, still kind of hurts and the whole thing. And, it gets better within time.
Yeah, man. I would say that, you know, time is the healing factor in this, and I mean, Not to in any way, shape, or form sound disrespectful to anyone else, but in the end, you know, you have come out the victor, and you are now reaping the fruits of your labor, dude. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess. I said before, it's like, you know, it's a big, you know, like it's trippy with everything happening. It's a big surprise. You know, how everybody takes everything now that we, you know, come out in magazines, the whole thing, and back then nothing. And like, you know, I told you before, when I came back to whatever, I thought, well, we'll do it for fun this time. You know, we weren't trying to get tired. We weren't trying to do any of the stuff that we did, mm-hmm. and we ended up doing it.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
I remember. I told her, yeah, we'll come back. We'll do this, and we'll see what happens afterwards, but we'll just do it for fun.
Well, there you go, man.
We weren't looking to record another album, and we weren't looking to do this, and bam, everything happened.
Yeah, you know what? And the real rat thing about it is, if for some strange reason it starts affecting you and Eric's heads, you got some ladies that are put you guys back on check, bro.
yeah, pretty much. But no, man. So then I owe my wife a lot. Yeah. She was there from the beginning too, as well.
That's great.
I mean, she knows the struggles I went through. Yeah. I mean, you know, hearing people know about Jesse, you know. Both terrorizer thing, and we were thinking Jesse wrote the whole thing, which wasn't, and Pete, and you know, that I was just only the singer. I'm like, yeah. But she was there. She was there from the beginning. And she knew, you know, she was there at the shows and everything. And I'm pretty sure, I think she's tripping out on everything that's happening now. I know that she don't show her, but it's just like a surprise.
Yeah, man. Well, I got to tell you, man, this is a great story, and I wish you the best. Condemned to the System comes out Tuesday on Willow Tip Records. And what is the other label?
It's going to be on vinyl on Deep Six Records, but that one's going to be out in March. The vinyl's going to be out on March. The CD will be out this Tuesday coming up. But on March, the actual vinyl from Deep Six Records, I don't know why so long, but that's what Bob said.
Right.
Eric was talking to Bob, and he said by March it should be out. And then the other two labels in Europe, I think that Hammer Hard, and then the other label, I don't know which one was it, but for sure, one label is Hammer Hard Records in Europe.
Right on, man. We'll make sure everybody gets out and picks up that record. And also, don't forget, January 12th, the return of I Hate God with Nausea. That's going to be sick, man. And January 18th in Tijuana, Mexico. And a lot of other shows that we mentioned, man. It's going to be a busy year for you, man. Good. You know what? I wish you the best, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
All right, man. No problem, man.
Cheers.